It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here on the Midday Show. This one for the 2024-25 Sixers, as we say goodbye at 2-12. It's not even Thanksgiving, and we're saying goodbye. A little Amazing Grace. Bow your head, and let's tank this thing. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas on his way, or at least getting himself together to get here. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yes, I'm taking the season. If I'm the Sixers right now, I would say, look, we're 2-12. This is going nowhere fast. Even if they do rally somehow to make, I don't know, the play-in, they're going to get boat raced by the Cavs or the Celtics in the playoffs anyway. This thing is a waste of time. I would tank it. I would shut down George and Embiid so they have some, whatever trade value they have, they keep it into the offseason. I would let McCain and Maxey show what they could do. And we're waving the white flag for Cooper Flagg here. This is the best Sixers idea that I've come up with in 5 years. Let's do this. Tank this thing.
There are talks, by the way, mm-hmm. speaking of Joel,
okay,
about Hugh Douglas pulling a Joel Embiid today.
Oh, is that what the people are saying? Well, he's not here on time.
No, late.
And he's not really going to know what's going on when he gets here anyway.
And the next step is to leak the details of the meeting.
Oh, no.
Is Hugh going to call us out and be upset that about what we're executing on the show today?
He might, and then he'll have a good show tomorrow, but then call us out afterwards. That's what's going to happen?
Calls a POS.
Yeah, he could. All right, speaking of Joel Douglas over here, Hugh's on the phone. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hugh, what's going on? How are you?
I am good, man. I'm on my way to work. I should be there in a few minutes. I had a little car trouble this morning. It's safe to say that this is probably the last day for this pickup truck because We don't play with messed up vehicles. We don't do that.
All right. Well, there you go. And maybe we could spin it to a positive. He's going to get a new truck.
He's waving the white flag on his truck.
I guess Hugh,
the white flag. She got to go.
All right, Hugh, before you set up Hugh's clues for us today, I need your take on this. You left me alone for 20 minutes, so I decided to tank the rest of the Sixers season. I'm shutting down Embiid. I'm shutting down George. I'm going for a high draft pick. Hugh, are you ready to throw the white towel on the season after they lose again last night? And Joel said the person who leaked the details of the meeting is a piece of bleep.
No, you know, I was listening to the show, and it doesn't surprise me that he said that because the first thing that we talked about, Joe, I was like, why all of a sudden do you leak these stories? And I had a feeling he would probably have an attitude with that because he's been doing this his whole life. He's been doing this his whole career since he's been here. So he's focused on the wrong thing right now. I was kind of surprised that he came out and played the way that he did, but, you know, his pride's on the line now. He's focused on the wrong thing, Joe. And as far as tanking for the season, this ain't the NFL, man. You can't do that because you're not guaranteed to get that first pick. That's the unfortunate part about the WNBA. You'll probably get more lottery balls, but that doesn't guarantee you're gonna get Cooper. Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg.
Not gonna get him. Not guaranteed.
Now he's. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. So yeah, they've changed the lottery the last couple years. You're right. Just because you get the worst. You know, worst record doesn't mean you get the top pick. So the Sixers right now have the worst record, and they have a 52.1% chance at a top four pick, but only 14% chance, even if they finish that bad, at the number one pick. All right, I'll keep fighting this fight. We're excited to have you here. But, Hugh, before you get off the phone, we got a great prize to give away today, a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down for fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new Down to Fondue Happy Hour available at the bar. Enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue. Dates and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details. So we have a way we love to give away a prize. A little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh?
No.
We haven't seen him.
He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, everybody, I got a good one for you today. Even though I'm not at work, I did a lot of hard work, thanks a lot, Kyle, for this first clue. And this first clue is a multi-talented individual that was not guest for ComboCon yesterday.
Oh, okay.
A multi-talented individual that was not guest for ComboCon yesterday.
So it's kind of a double whammy. You got to guess a multi-talented individual, and you got to know the show. If you were listening yesterday, you would know who was and who was not guest. All right, it's a good first clue, Hugh. We'll drive safe, and we'll see you when you get here, all right?
I'll be there in a minute.
Hurry up.
All right. Come on. We're on the air. Let's go. There he goes. Hugh Douglas, who said he'll be here in a minute. 215-592-9494. So there you go. First clue today for Hugh's Clues. We haven't played this particular game in a while, so we're excited for this one today. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you with me? I'm ready to tank the season. Your reaction to Embiid, everything. If you haven't reacted to Embiid the last couple days, but specifically last night, what he said, talking about how the person who leaked the details of the meeting is a piece of bleep, which is just like the least accountability you're going to have.
I got bad news for you, Joel. That guy who leaked it is probably either your coach or one of your teammates.
Yeah, and we did some reckless speculation the other day, and I think the coach is the most. And you know what? I wonder if Joel has the same theory that I do, that it was Nurse that leaked it, and he's basically calling him that out loud. It's like, you ever talked about someone to someone else, but they can hear you? Like that kind of thing? That's kind of what this feels like. Demon is up next on WIP. Hey, Demon.
Yo, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's up?
Hey, man, listen. I'm not ready to tank. And like you said, I don't think we can even do it. You know what I mean? Trying to get the number one draft pick, but I think we got to give our boys a little time. I know you, Kyle, and y'all, you and Joe, y'all are down on it, right? And I think it's too early, man. It's only been a couple games, and they only played, what, one game together?
It's been 14 games, Demon. 14. They stink.
Won a couple games.
You're right. They've only played, what, four or five games together, all of them, if that? I mean, you're. But now George is hurt, so when are we going to get all these guys playing together?
I would say probably another like 20 games. But look, check this out, y'all. I'm gonna throw something at y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
McCain and Maxey. But I think when Maxey come back and he'd be really truly healthy, I think we can throw McCain and Maxey, even though they're small. I would throw them out there. But McCain be the point and let Maxey be the shooting guard, man, and move forward. And if George fit in, when he come back, he fit in. But Embiid has been the most dominant player ever to lace up in a Sixers uniform. We have to recognize that. And I do understand it's taking him some time to ramp up on the injuries, man. You got to give him a little bit of time. Now, the crap about being late and all that, I get it. He's a star. He's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to be a leader, a captain of the team, all those things. And he got to lead by example. Y'all right on that stuff. So grind him up about that. But about his effort on the floor, and right now, I would say give him some time, man. Give him some time.
Demon, I get it, and I'm sure other people out there feel the same way. They don't want to throw the towel on a season. I'm a towel thrower. When I feel like something's over, I throw that towel and I run away. Demon, what do you got for us? Give us your guess. Hughes Clues, multi-talented individual that wasn't named yesterday.
I would have to say Kyle.
Someone that has more than one talent. What do you got?
I got Kyle.
Kyle?
More than one. Kyle
Quinn, the producer of this show.
Kyle's an idiot.
What are his multi-talents? I mean, you got to name him now.
Well, he's always trying to deter somebody on the phone line.
Well, that he does badger the witnesses. Yeah, does that.
Yeah. But
I put you right to the top, Demon. I don't want to hear it.
Thanks, y'all.
Demon, you got it. And that is absolutely not a winning answer, but it's...
What do you mean absolutely not a winning answer?
Well, that's not what Hugh's thinking of
today. I've done stand-up comedy.
That's true.
A producer.
Now, did we ever decide if that stand-up comedy was good? You get good laughs?
Yeah, I got a lot of laughs. We can get... Conklin was a witness.
Could you do a full set?
Not off the cuff right now.
No, but do you think you could one day?
Yeah.
I think you should try.
I agree. I may one day.
I think that's a real talent to do that. To be able to do, like, obviously what Joe does. Like, stand-up comedians, that's hard.
That whole thing, so the thing about that was sort of, it was a mandate by Angelo, basically.
Oh, right.
So I almost had a deadline to write a set in, like, a week.
So you didn't really get to let it breathe. You got to just, like,
so, like, I had to lock in and just, like, write a full set, like, immediately, whereas, like, I feel like I could come up with things, write them down, and then eventually have built a full set. And I think it would work out really well.
Well, if you want to be a winner for a topic like this, you got to do a full set. That's the way it works. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You're not there. Well, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Yeah, no, Mr. Joel Douglas over here, late for the team meeting. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, man, I was telling Kyle, man, at first, I'm really with the trade Joel Embiid, but Kyle was letting me know that some doofus put in his contract that he can't be traded. Like, that was a bonehead move. Like I said this a couple of days ago, Joel Embiid's holding his organization hostage. And I feel like he's not going to never win a championship. I feel like he had the same attitude. He was laughing when they asked him the question that last night about the meeting. He laughed about it. He's still immature. Like, I don't think this guy is ever going to mature into the player that we want him to be. We can't even beat a John Morant-less team. We're losing to teams that's not even superior teams. We're losing to garbage teams. And I feel like we have to tank at this point. We're 2-12. We're not beating Boston. We're not beating the Knicks. We're not contending for any we're gonna be eighth seed again. We're gonna be a playing team and get smoked in the first round again.
Yep.
That's where this heading to, Joe. And I feel like, how are you gonna get mad? Because you know you got called out. You're the star of this team, Joel. Like time and time again. Like to me, somebody told me this right now that it seems like Joel Embiid is giving the city of Philadelphia and the fans his ass to kiss right now. But he got that new contract. Right now, I feel like he's just doing what he wants to do, like a big kid, like a high school baby. And to me, you need tough love, Joel. Like, at this point, I feel like he's the kind of player, he'll go somewhere else and end up winning the championship because that's the kind of bonehead he is. You know, this always happens with Philadelphia. Like, we get him up out of here, and then he goes somewhere else and win the championship. So at this point, I'm all in for Cooper Flagg, Joel Embiid, you know, we tried to hang in there with you, but this year has been a complete disaster. You give the city of Philadelphia no hope at all. And, like, at this point, man, I'm just done with this dude. Like, every star player repaired him with didn't work. And Paul George, this guy is damn as good. He can't even land on his feet right.
Yeah, he's made his class. Terrence, he's made a class. Unfortunately, and look, George is a good player, but they signed him at 35 years old, and he's had so many knee injuries. I'm not surprised he's banged up. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Terrence, what do you got for us? A multi-talented individual that wasn't named yesterday.
Oh, man, I'll say Will Smith. I don't know if it was his name yesterday, but I'll say Will.
Terrence! 100%, man. Boom! You hit it!
Oh, man.
You hit Hughes Clues without Hugh here. What does that even mean? We never did that before. Usually, Hughes got to congratulate you. Terrence, you got you. We got you. $50 gift card to the melting pot there to Terrence.
What's easy?
We got to blame Hugh for that. Too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave it away in the first segment.
Hugh wasn't at the team meeting. He's late for everything.
And now
and he's
going to
come in upset about what we're executing with Hughes Clues. This is the parallels to Joel Embiid and the Sixers right now are staggering.
I can't believe Joel Douglas is really part of this thing now. He might be a high seed in the tournament of Hughes coming up in March. So, yeah, someone pointed out, and I guess it was Terrence there that said it, that they can't trade Joel Embiid right now. Yeah, that is by the rule. When you sign a max extension, there is a period of time where you have to stay on the roster. Like, the Sixers couldn't, by rule, trade Joel Embiid today. It doesn't mean they can't soon. I believe it's March 19th, so that is post-trade deadline. It's next offseason. Let's keep it simple. The Sixers are not eligible to trade Joel until next offseason. But that's part of the reason I want to tank this. I'm not letting him go out there, mope around, flop around for the next 40 games and hurt himself further, and then he goes into next offseason needing more surgery. Like, just sit him down. Again, I referenced the Giants with Daniel Jones. Last year, the Broncos with Russell Wilson. This happens in the NFL. When teams don't want their quarterback to get hurt, they just say, you just benched. You just sit down because we need to move off you in the offseason, and you being healthy helps us move off you. Sixers could do the same thing. And you know, there's this like bravado of, well, let's give them time. They'll figure it out. Let's be real. Sometimes you got to be real in sports. And when something is rotten, you got to call it rotten. It's a rotten team. They're not good enough. I like McCain a lot, but he's 20 years old. 20-year-old guards are not going to lead you anywhere in their rookie year. Let him develop. Put the ball in his hands, him and Max. I'd be excited to watch that. If you sat down, George, and you told Embiid to just go home for whatever, like just go hang out. We'll trade you in the offseason. then I'd actually be more interested in watching the Sixers down the stretch of the season. It'd give me something to watch. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Hugh had some car issues. He's on his way. Hugh's clues blown up in the first segment without Hugh here. That's on him, not on us. Let's go to the phone lines. Jerry is up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to say I think you're absolutely wrong about tanking. And the reason why is because we're Philadelphia fans, and we're used to this. We never win anything, but we never give up either. And we still have, what, 68 more games to play? So, yeah, Embiid is looking really sluggish. He probably has a hangover from the Knicks series last year. Maxey is still adjusting to the weight he put on. But either way, even if they tank, there's no way we're getting Cooper Flagg. Because
well, they could.
No, there's no way.
Why?
Because the Sixers always pick the wrong guy. We got Ben Simmons. We got Markelle Fultz. We got Sean Bradley.
Now, Jerry, you're right. But to be fair, they've been better in the draft lately, right? They took Maxey when he was there. They got McCain this year. They've been a little better lately.
But they were all what picks did they go? Did they were top five?
No. They were like 16th, and then you know whatever Maxey was 20th, 21st around there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just feel like we just got to suffer through this. If they win 45, 50 games. And get a 7th, 8th seed or whatever, or 10th, like you said, there's a chance. The same way we believed last year, that in the same way we believed all the other years, we're going to just ride it out. But I feel like getting rid of Embiid is, like, pointless right now.
Well, it's pointless if you believe still. If you believe still in the future of this thing. Jerry, if you're giving up, like you gotta wave that white flag, Jerry. Jerry, it's a good phone call. You know, I think in today's message on the Midday Show is it's okay to give up. It is okay to throw the white flag.
Quitting is fine.
We don't need bravado. We can just quit. I have a white flag in my hand, and I'm throwing it at Hugh Douglas as he walks in the studio here. It's okay to say goodbye. By the way,
I heard all the mean and hurtful things.
Well,
I
that's
said
okay.
About
you on the
not from me.
Must have been a piece of bleep that said those things. By the way, our last caller mentioned, "What if the Sixers win 45 or 50 games this year? Can we? We do math on this show sometimes." To get to 50 wins, they
good
have
luck
to
with that.
48-20.
We might need
48-20.
We might need a statistic from Hugh on the Sixers. We need to find what that like. We had the points per game with the Eagles.
Oh no!
What's the Hugh? What will? How many games will the Sixers end up winning this season?
So they are 2-12 right now. As Hugh Douglas walks in the studio.
You know what's funny? I think back to the afternoon show. Remember when he was hurt and they were talking about how the season was going to be. You know, he wasn't going to play that much. He's going to have – and they had it at, like, 45 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, barely getting into the playoffs, something like that. With all of this going on right now, you could cut that 45 in half.
23 wins?
You could probably cut that in half. This is dysfunctional. It doesn't surprise me, though, because a lot of times – because I've been this guy before. You know how when you are – or you have a come-to-Jesus moment, you have an intervention. That's what you want to call it. And as a guy who didn't realize, you know, didn't really receive the message well, I was more focused on who told on me. You know what I mean?
You really are Joel Douglas today.
No, I'm saying, because I mean, and I understand that because that's your focus instead of why did it get to this point?
Right.
You know, and for him to voice that, that's amazing. Because he like at his age, that just shows signs of immaturity because it took a while. Like, to be honest, it took a while for me to get to that point where you start to look at yourself when other people are saying stuff. It's hard to do. And for him to be in that moment and not understand what the overlying message was, I mean, I get that. And I had a feeling that that was going to be the case because, Joe, he's been doing this for years. This is not the first time that this has happened. They've let him do this for so long that he's gotten to the point now where he doesn't see. He doesn't see that he might be the problem.
And he needs to be the answer, and he ends up being the problem here. And by the way, last night, if they had lost to Ja Morant, who wasn't in the game last night, or they had lost to Golden State or Oklahoma City, I think you might be like, all right, it was their first game back together. Maxey was a little rusty. You just kind of excuse another loss. That team's not any good they played last night. The team on the court from Memphis that was up 14 with 3 minutes to go, they're not any good.
I looked at FanDuel to see what the updated win total projection was for the Sixers.
I guess 41.5.
You're wrong because it's pulled from the website. So is the Sixers to make the playoffs or not.
They're probably waiting on the George injury news.
But they're trying to reassess the situation.
Yeah, before they get crushed with underbets. When everyone's just running a bet the under. Man overboard. This thing, we're going overboard here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to a guy who I think has been waiting for this day for a long time. His name's Mad Mike. He is up next on WIP. Hey, Mad Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Mike, I could feel the smile through your voice.
The smugness.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
You know why I'm smiling? Because for years, people have called me a clown, a moron. My take on Joel was stupid, but I've been right the entire time. And take that, Spike Eskin, and your stupid love for Joel Embiid. Take that, Spike. Like, I'm sorry. He is the biggest loser fraud in this city. And I at this point, I just cut him. Just cut. I eat the money. I don't care. I never want to see him put on another Sixers uniform for the rest of my life, for the rest of his life. He's a loser. He's always going to be a child. He's always going to be a moron. And he's just like Sirianni. Like, he's a clown. So I've had enough of it. Just pay him his $193 million that you should have never gave him. Oh, and, you know, maybe let's sign some more 35-year-olds that are always injured. That sounds like a good winning plan, guys. Like, I mean, like, I'm sorry, but who are the idiots running this team? And you know why they signed him? And why they signed Paul George? Because they wanted a Chinatown sports complex that no one wants. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you would think a 35-year-old with injury history would be a red flag. Instead, they just threw $200-something million at him. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Mike's not the only one out there who probably feels this way. There's a lot of people out there.
Vindicated.
That feel like this thing.
We work with one. Who's that? Super vindicated.
Who's that? Oh, Howard. Yeah, well, he was with us last night. And by the way, thank you to everyone who came out last night to Chickies for
great
the
time.
Travis Mannion event. It was great. It was really, there were a lot of people there. Thank you to Lane and Mylotta and BG who came out, and people were really excited to see them. But you're right, Howard is behind the bar last night, just smiling from ear to ear. Like the most,
five,
I told you so, Howard, we've seen in a while. Yeah, that was yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, quickly, we'll get to a lot in the 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls. Hugh is here. He is sitting down now. He was standing for his first.
Hugh's Clues got guests, by the way.
Yeah, right away.
Already?
Yeah,
second guess. Answer.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's your fault.
It's my. Listen, accountability. I take full accountability
see,
for that.
Wow, see, Joel learned
I mean,
from this.
I have to because I wasn't here. I didn't. You know,
you can't complain about what we're executing when you're late.
I can't complain. I will be held accountable for being late to work today. I apologize.
Can't wait for the report tomorrow that the person who leaked this story is a piece of bleep.
Who told everybody?
As we say it live on the air. All right, your phone call's coming quickly. When's your next game? Tomorrow at home? Tomorrow at home, right? What's that reception for Joel Embiid tomorrow night?
Mixed.
I think it could be. It's going to be mixed.
I think mixed is the safe bet because I feel
like. But I think there could be some real booze here tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's Nets at home tomorrow.
I think there's going to be some booze.
It could be crickets. Does anyone even want to go to these games anymore?
I want to go. I want to go see. Like seriously, all jokes aside, Kyle, I will go just to see the atmosphere.
Yeah,
I want to be able to read. I want to see, you know, just to be there to see what the reception is going to be.
Usually, Joel gets cheered by the crowd. I just wonder tomorrow night if it's a little bit different. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the Sixers and Embiid. Would you tank this thing? I would go full tank right now and just end this. When we get back, there's also something that could be in the cards soon for Nick Sirianni that I want to get ahead of.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Well, you will. You might. You might want to hear this convo, Nick. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, you know, it's never too late or never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you're into your holiday shopping right now, move Hatfield pork to the top of your list. You may be wondering, Hugh, what are you talking about? It's turkey season. No, it's not. It's time for something different. Move over, turkey. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield variety of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.